Twice a month, on the new and full moon, Sabrina Joy Milbury hosts a moon circle at her South Burlington home. She's been doing it for almost 20 years. A moon circle is a meditative drumming circle. Milbury invites people of all ages into her backyard garden to hum, drum, rattle, and reflect on the weeks ahead. Anyone can come, but mostly it's women who do. Robin Olson of the University of Vermont Community News Service recently joined a moon circle, and she brings us this audio postcard.
And they all have different sounds. This drum is cowhide, and this one is deer. My name is Sabrina Joy Milbury, and I am the facilitator of the moon circle. We use the smoke to clear whatever's stuck on us that we don't want to have with us here. And we like to sing. There is no time but now. There is no place but here. In the sacred we do stand, in a circle hand in hand. Moon circles are a place for women to come together where they are seen, they are heard, they are loved, and they are respected. We use the energy of a circle to connect us to ourselves and to the energies all around us. We use the drums and the rattles to help us connect with our intentions and answer any questions and get beyond our head conversations. I had a greenhouse business for 21 years. I noticed that when I was in my greenhouse business, though, I did not often speak to my customers about what I did outside of that. Some of my customers knew that I was doing moon circles with drums and ceremony, but not a lot of them. It was that hidden part of me. And I think that once I retired from the greenhouse business, I was like, okay, now I don't have to hide this piece. And I probably didn't have to hide it, except that's a cultural upbringing. You don't talk about weird stuff. I had a pretty quote-unquote traditional upbringing. You know, I grew up in a middle-class home in central Connecticut. And I always, as a child, had a very deep relationship with the natural world. You know, with trees, with rocks, with water. That was where I went when I was sad, when I needed to be loved, when I needed to just rest. And, you know, the truth is, I did not feel safe emotionally or intuitively growing up. I did not, except when I was outside with the trees or with the water or with the rocks. And if I look at trees and rocks and water, I actually have an experience of what it is to be in the presence of unconditional love and acceptance. And I didn't always have that growing up. And then over time, I realized, you know, I really want to celebrate the moon. So I sometimes hear people, you know, they dismiss it. They go, oh, that's just woo-woo. You know, it's okay if you think this is a bunch of hooey. It works for me, and it works for the people who come regularly. And if it doesn't work for you, that's all right. And I'm going to trust that you will find the place that works for you.
There is no time but now.
Anybody is welcome to these events. Doesn't matter what you look like, how old you are, your sexual orientation doesn't matter, what you practice doesn't matter. If you're coming with an open heart, willing to be heard, to be seen, to love and respect.
That was Sabrina Joy Milbury talking with Robin Olson for the University of Vermont Community News Service.